Welcome. This is the panel on border health, and of course I'm referring to our border to the south. My name is James Hill of the Pan American Health Organization. I will serve as the moderator for today's session. I have to make apologies for the Deputy Director, John Andrus, who was originally going to moderate, but he had to stay in Washington to look after a situation we're dealing with in Haiti. And also absent is Mary Teresa Sequeira, who heads the field office in El Paso. She's attending an annual manager's meeting in the Dominican Republic. I work as an advisor in the area of external relations, resource mobilization, and partnerships. And this is I'm very pleased to have this panel of experts from El Paso office. The El Paso office was established in 1942, and our office facilitates and promotes border collaboration with public and private binational institutions and entities involved in improving the health of the population of the border. And our panel today consists of, to my right, we have Ricardo Jimenez, Sochi Gamboa, Marcela Cork, and Gustavo Iturralde. Excuse my pronunciation. I'll provide more information on our experts as we go further into the program, but I wanted to take maybe 5 to 10 minutes just to give you a little background. Now, I think it's important to know that the Pan American Health Organization wears two hats. We've been around since 1902, and we serve as a specialized health agency for the Inter-American system, which includes the Organization of American States, the Inter-American Development Bank. But we also serve as the regional office for the World Health Organization. In Geneva, we're known as AMRO. And as you can see from this map, we have equivalent regional offices in Africa, in Europe, in Middle East, Southeast Asia, and the West Pacific. But again, PAHO is rather unique because we have our own directing council composed of all the ministers of health of the Americas, including Karen Sebelius from Health and Human Services. As I said before, PAHO has been around since 1902, and we work with all the countries of the Americas to improve the quality of health in the Americas. We have 34 member states, one associate member state, two observer member states, as well as member states from other regions such as France, Great Britain, and the Netherlands. And PAHO does have country offices in all the member states, with the exception of the Eastern Caribbean, where we have the Eastern Caribbean Coordination Office, which takes care of the Eastern Caribbean states. I don't want to go too much in the history because sometimes they say we get a bit carried away. We've been around for 100 years, but we were established as the Pan American Sanitary Bureau at the Fever Mid Washington, D.C. There's a very old hotel called the Winter Will, now it's called the Will Intercontinental, and that was where we were founded. And the U.S.-Mexico Border Health Office was established in 1942. And I think that, as you'll see from the presentations, it's a very unique office because the focus really is promoting partnerships and truly a binational support, binational collaboration in tackling the problems of public health along the borders. I just want to quickly mention PAHO does put out a publication called Health in the Americas. I think we put it out every 5 years, I think it is. And these are the websites where you can get more information, where we compile statistics and data, and also more information on the border. And then you can see the lovely Willard Intercontinental Hotel. This is, I think, a very interesting map. It shows what we consider the U.S.-Mexico border. It crosses some 2,000 miles. For purpose of jurisdiction, we're talking about 100 kilometers on each side of the border. And this border region is made up of 48 U.S. counties, 80 Mexican municipalities, and we're talking about more than 30 million inhabitants of the border, which is predominantly Hispanic, and the population is expected to reach 20 million by 2020. Nearly two-thirds of the U.S. border population is concentrated in the three counties, San Diego, Pima, and El Paso, while Mexico's three largest municipios include Ciudad Juarez, Tijuana, and Mexicali, and they account for more than half of the total Mexican border population. We look forward to sharing with you today some of the challenges we face in public health along the border, and I think that one of the biggest problems that we're encountering is diabetes. We will hear more about that in the presentations that will follow. I don't want to go into too much detail, but I want to share with you what the guidelines are for our work. In the Americas region, the Health Agenda of the Americas was signed back in June 2007 by all the ministers of health, which was a 10-year document setting out a vision for health in the Americas. We as the Pan-American Health Organization, our response to that is what we call a strategic plan, which is a 5-year strategic plan, and it's the basis for all the work that we do. Here are the 5 main areas of the work along the U.S.-Mexico border, and our panelists will be giving you much more detail on the presentations that follow. The biennial work plan of the El Paso office is directly linked to the strategic plan of the Pan-American Health Organization. And this is just, I will not read all these, but it just gives you an idea of all the partners we are working with along the U.S.-Mexico border. This includes my introductory remarks. I just wanted to say before I begin, for practical considerations, we changed the order of presentations a bit, so we're going to be starting off with Ricardo, who has to catch an early flight, and then we will take questions and answers after your presentation, and then we'll proceed with the rest of the panelists. To my right is Ricardo Jimenez, and he has a Bachelor of Science degree from the UCLA School of Public Health and MPH from Loma Linda University in California. Before joining the PAHO Border Office in El Paso, Texas, he spent 24 years with the County Health Department in San Diego. Then he went on to positions as Assistant Chief of the California Office of Border Health, HIV Program Manager with the San Diego Council of Community Clinics, and finally as Director of the Hospital Infantil de las Californias in Tijuana, Mexico.